small and simple things. Out of small things proceedeth that which is great. Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verse 33. Church history around the world. The Marshall Islands. Although church members visited the Marshall Islands during World War II, official missionary work did not begin there until February 1977. That year, Elder William Wardell and Elder Stephen Cooper from the Hawaii Honolulu Mission were assigned to work in the area. With the assistance of Eldred Fuchs, a member of the church who had moved to the Marshall Islands for work, they arranged to hold church services in a building of another church. That first year, the missionaries baptized 27 converts. 3 years later, the Marshall Islands became part of the Micronesia Guam Mission. In 1984, the Majuro Marshall Islands District was formed. Church membership continued to grow, leading to the formation of a second district in 1991 on the atoll Kwajalein. In 2006, the Marshall Islands Majuro Mission was created. The next 3 years saw a large increase in active membership due to activation efforts, convert baptisms, and strengthening local leadership. The result was that on June 14, 2009, the Majuro Marshall Islands Stake was organized. To read stories of faith and conversion of members in the Marshall Islands, see page 32. The Church in the Marshall Islands. Membership, 4,486. Missions, 1. Stakes, 1. Districts, 1. Wards, branches, 11. Learning from conference. Our children are now grown and have their own homes and families, but we have found a great method of learning together from the words of the prophets. During the month following each general conference, I study the addresses on www.conference.lds.org and select quotations that give direction, guidance, and comfort. I collect enough that there is one quote for each day during the upcoming 6 months. For example, during April, I find a quote a day for May 1st through October 31st. Then I give copies of these quotes to each of our children. As a complement to their own study of conference, these quotes of the day often become a topic of conversation among family members. It is a wonderful experience to review the Council of the Prophets during the months following General Conference, even when we live miles apart. Christine Tippetts, Utah, USA. Great Lives Remembered. J. Reuben Clark, Jr., a man of uncommon gifts. Joshua Reuben Clark, Jr. was born in Grantsville, Utah, on September 1, 1871. Though he had little formal education and was unable to attend high school, his mother had tutored him, and he loved learning. He graduated first in his class from the University of Utah with a Bachelor of Science degree and went on to receive a law degree from Columbia University Law School in New York City. Brother Clark married Lucine Annetta Savage in the Salt Lake Temple in 1898, and they became the parents of 4 children. Armed with his law degree and a brilliant mind, J. Reuben Clark, Jr. went on to a distinguished legal and civil service career that culminated in his being named U.S. Ambassador to Mexico in 1930. That career ended, however, when Brother Clark was sustained as a second counselor to President Heber J. Grant in the first presidency on April 6, 1933. Although he was a high priest at the time, he was not a general authority. He was ordained an apostle when he was subsequently sustained as first counselor to President Grant in October 1934. President Clark went on to serve as a counselor to Presidents George Albert Smith and David O. McKay. Among his many contributions to the church, one that stands out is the example of humility he set when David O. McKay became president of the church. He called President Clark to be his second counselor. Because President Clark had been serving as first counselor in previous first presidencies, some apparently thought he had been slighted. But President Clark explained, "In the service of the Lord, it is not where you serve, but how. In the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, one takes the place to which one is duly called, which place one neither seeks nor declines." President Clark died on October the 6th, 1961. LDS Employment Resource Services Workshop. LDS Employment Resource Services offers a workshop to help those who are looking for work, wanting to enroll in school, or starting a business. The workshop helps people define their career goals and develop confidence in their ability to succeed. It is designed to be instructional, interactive, motivating, and fun. Individuals who apply what they learn in the workshop are often able to find work in less time than they would otherwise. The workshop includes topics such as identifying career goals, finding resources to achieve one's goals, writing resumes, and succeeding in a new job. To find if there is a workshop location near you, ask your bishop or branch president, or visit www.ldsjobs.org and click on Find a Center. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. The Scriptures chronicle the ministries of the prophets and apostles. Many of these leaders knew God from their youth. Here are five scriptural accounts that describe the experiences of some of these future leaders. John the Baptist, who was called to prepare the people for the coming of the Lord, was ordained by the angel of God at the time he was 8 days old unto this power. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verses 27 and 28. King Josiah, crowned at age 8, spent his 31-year reign helping the Jews become converted to the gospel. See 2 Kings chapter 22. Mormon was about 10 years old when Amaron chose him to be the next keeper of the records, the plates of Nephi. At about age 16, Mormon led the Nephite armies. See Mormon chapter 1 verses 2 through 4 and chapter 2 verses 1 and 2. David was a mere stripling, a young man, when he slew Goliath, perhaps the same age as the soldiers in Helaman's army. See 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 49 through 56, Alma chapter 53, verse 22. Joseph was 17 when he was sold into Egypt, where the Lord was with Joseph. See Genesis chapter 37, verse 2, and verses 27 and 28, and chapter 39, verse 2. End of Small and Simple Things.